January. I was shown a bowl of food placed in the snow, and I saw imprints of many birds and other animals around, as they knew they would find food there. I heard the words, "You cannot live by bread alone. Come to me for your spiritual food and sustenance, and I will infill you and send you forth refreshed and renewed and fully satisfied." January 1st. Lift up your heart and enter the new year with the knowledge that a truly wonderful year is there ahead of you. Behold the very best come forth out of everything. I can tell you what a glorious year it will be, but unless you accept what I say with a heart full of gratitude and expect the very best, because your faith and trust are in my word, it will not come about. You have to help it come about. You have to hold on to my wonderful promises and believe. It is not a question of believing with your mind. You have to believe with the intuition, with that inner knowing which comes from the highest, from me. Visualize me going before you, preparing the way, making the seemingly impossible become possible. Only the very, very best, the perfect, is for those souls who truly love me and put me first in everything. January 2nd. Be not concerned if your beginnings into the spiritual life are small. All good things have small beginnings. The mighty oak starts from a tiny acorn. From a tiny seed, the most wonderful plants and flowers spring forth. From a tiny seed of love, many lives can be changed. From a tiny thought of faith and belief, wonder upon wonder can come about. Little things grow into big things. Be grateful for all the little things in life. Then, as they grow, you will be grateful for each and every one, and you will express your gratitude in words and deeds. Let that which is within express itself without. Always remember that a grateful heart is an open heart, and it is much easier for me to work in and through an open heart. Give thanks. And keep on giving thanks for everything, so I can work in and through you all the time and bring about my wonders and glories for all to see. January 3rd. Whenever you love, love wholeheartedly, and never be afraid to show your love. Let your love be like an open book that all souls can read. It is the most wonderful thing in the world. So let that divine love within you flow freely. Love is not blind, but it sees the very best in the loved one, and so it draws forth the very best. Never pick and choose whom you are going to love. Simply keep your heart open and keep the love flowing to all souls alike. Doing so is loving with my divine love. It is like the sun and shines on all alike. Love should never be turned on and off like a tap. Love is never exclusive, never possessive. The more you are willing to share it, the greater it becomes. Hold on to it, and you will lose it. Let go of it, and it returns to you a thousandfold, and becomes a joy and a blessing to all who share in it. January 4th. What does it mean to you to live by faith? Where is your security? Is it in people? In your bank account? Or is it firmly rooted and grounded in me, the Lord your God, the divinity within you? Take time to ponder on it, and you will know, without a shadow of a doubt, exactly where your faith and security lie. Can you joyously and fearlessly take a big step in your life without any seeming outer security? When you know something is right, can you do it without hesitation? Can you confidently put your hand in mine and say, "Thy will be done," and mean it with your whole heart and soul? And take that step into the unknown, willing to accept whatever comes. The only way to build up faith is by taking those small and even faltering steps, and then bigger ones, until your faith is so strong that you can take great leaps into the unknown, because you know, I am with you always. January 5th. Are you willing to change? Take time to be still, and then be very honest with yourself. Do you feel complacent and self-satisfied? Do you feel it is right for others to change, but your life is all right? If this is your attitude, it's time you had a real spring clean and turned your thinking, in fact the whole of your life, upside down and reviewed the contents. When you have done so, do not start putting back anything unless you are completely satisfied that it is of the highest and you do have need of it. The emptier you are, the better, because you then make room for the new to infill you. It is when you have nothing and feel completely empty that I can step in. Be not distressed when you feel bereft of everything. Call upon me, and I will give you the kingdom. I withhold nothing from those souls who seek my help and guidance in true humility and love. January 6th. Never be envious of another's spiritual advancement or achievements. Realize that you too can do the same. But you have to do something about it, and not just sit there bemoaning your lot in life. Every soul can reach the heights. Every soul can find direct contact with me. Every soul can walk and talk with me, if you want to and accept the fact. You must believe it is possible, and you must want to do it. Then you most certainly will. It need not take lifetimes. It need not take any time. You can change in the twinkling of an eye if you choose to do so. One moment you can be walking in the old, and the next you can be in the glorious new. It can happen as quickly as that, with no effort at all on your part, but a deep longing, determination, and absolute faith and belief. Why not try it, and let my peace and love infill and enfold you? January 7th. Never at any time close your heart and mind. Never be afraid of the new, of the strange, of the unconventional. Be ready and prepared to listen to the intuition, to inspiration, which may reveal something so completely new to you that it may not even have form or substance, and you may have to clothe it in words. Intellectual pride can be a handicap along the spiritual path and can be a real stumbling block to the truth. It is not the intellect you need. It is inspiration and intuition. The intellect comes from without, whereas inspiration and intuition come from within and cannot be influenced by anything without. Let your learning come from within. Draw from all that you have within you. You will be amazed at what you contain. It is limitless because it comes from me, and I am limitless. And all that is of me is limitless and eternal. January 8th. What are you holding in your consciousness? I want only the very best, the very highest for you. If you choose of your own free will anything less, and draw it towards you, and are satisfied with second best, there is nothing I can do about it. Never be afraid to expect the best. Never feel you are unworthy or are not justified in having the best. I tell you, it is your true heritage, but you have to claim it. You have to accept it and expect it. It is yours, my gift to you. Are you going to accept it with a full and grateful heart or reject it? Let not false humility prevent you from accepting what is yours by rights. And do not just accept it, but glory in it, and give eternal thanks for it. Treasure it, and watch the wonder of it unfold in your life, knowing without a shadow of a doubt that all I have is yours. January 9th. Those souls who abide in me and live and move and having their being in my light and love are fully protected from all forces that would destroy. So be not bowed down by the cares of the world or by the conditions of your fellow human beings. If you become bowed down, you cannot help, for you become part of the chaos and confusion that the world is in. As the darkness in the world grows ever denser, your inner light must increase in power and strength, so that you can overcome the world and demonstrate eternal life and light. Allow nothing negative within you to dim the light, but let it blaze forth in you. The light within cannot be extinguished by any force without, but remains forever burning brightly, no matter what world conditions may be like. By your living example, you can help to change darkness into light. Keep in constant contact with me, letting me inspire you in every way. January 10th. Learn to seek within for all the answers. Take time to be still and find the answers in the silence. Never despair if it does not come immediately. Simply wait upon me and know that my timing is always perfect and in perfect rhythm with the whole of creation. How easy it is when life is not going very smoothly to throw up your hands in despair and try to run away from it all instead of facing your responsibilities and allowing quietness and confidence to be your strength. Seek my will before all else. When you truly love me, you will want to do my will, for love longs to do all for the beloved. Therefore, when you hear my still small voice deep within you, follow through all I ask of you, for your very love for me. Know that I will never fail you nor forsake you. Know that only the very best will come out of all you do for my sake. January 11th. There may be many paths, but the goal is the same in each. There is always the easy way or the hard way of reaching the goal. There is the direct route or the devious route, which leads up highways and byways before getting there. The choice is always up to the individual. You are absolutely free to choose your own path. Therefore, seek and follow it, even if in the end you realize how much time you have wasted taking the devious route, when you could so easily have taken the direct one. Do you know where you're going and what you are doing? Do you know that you are in the right place and at peace within yourself? It is important that you search your own heart and find out, for you cannot give your very best when you do not feel you are in your rightful place, doing what you know you should be doing with joy and love. January 12th. When a small child learning to walk falls down, it is not discouraged, but picks itself up and tries again and again until it has mastered the art of walking. So with the spiritual life. Never at any time allow seeming defeats to discourage you from advancing along the spiritual path. If you fall, simply pick yourself up and try again. Be not content to lie there in self-pity and say that you cannot carry on and that life is too difficult. Your attitude must always be that of absolute inner certainty, that once your feet have been set upon the spiritual path, you will reach the goal in the end, no matter what obstacles you may meet along the way. You will find time spent alone in the silence recharges you spiritually and helps you to face whatever is ahead without flinching or faltering. That is why time spent alone with me each morning helps to fortify you for whatever the day may bring. January 13th. Without faith, you cannot travel this spiritual path. Without trust, there is no love. And without love, life is empty. Open your heart and keep the love flowing, no matter how difficult life may appear to be on the surface. Rise above your outer conditions and circumstances, into those realms where all is light, all is peace, all is perfection, and there is no separation. You have to make the choice to do it, and then, you have to do it. Allow nothing from without to depress you. See that glorious silver lining behind every dark cloud and concentrate on it until the cloud is no more. Learn to soar like a lark, up, up into the heights, singing songs of praise and thanksgiving. Be not anchored to the ways of the world, to the materialism in life. It is the ways of the spirit that matter. Start right now to live by the spirit and walk in the ways of the spirit. January 14th. There are so many wonderful things to do in life, but what can you do best? Find out and then go ahead and do it and enjoy doing it. Do not waste time and energy longing to do something else or wishing you were somewhere else with other opportunities. Realize you are in exactly the right place at the right time and you are there for a specific purpose to do a specific job. Therefore, give all you have to that job and do it with love and joy. See what fun life can be. Not just for yourself, but also for all those souls around you. Unless you give of your very best to the whole, you cannot hope to become part of that whole. You cut yourself off from it, and there is no wholeness in you. What deep satisfaction you will find when you do what has to be done perfectly, and you do it for the benefit of the whole. January 15th. Why not relax? Let go and let me take over. For the more stress and strain there is in your life, the less you get done. Why not let yourself flow with nature, flow with the tide, and do what has to be done quite simply, naturally, and joyously? Why not enjoy life instead of going through it with grim determination, forcing yourself to do this, that and the other without any joy or love? Life is wonderful when you are in harmony with it and cease resisting anything. Why make everything complicated for yourself? Why not make today a special day? And see the very best in everything. Give thanks for everything. Enjoy everything as it should be enjoyed. I want you to enjoy life. Start off by seeing the beauty of nature all around you, and you will find that one wonderful thing will lead to the next, until your whole life is one of wonderment and joy. January 16th. If ever you are in any doubt about some action to be taken, why not be still and wait upon me, and never rush ahead and do something without my blessing? Always know where you are going, and you will not get lost on the way. That is why it is important to wait until I give you the green light before you go ahead. It is not wasting time to be still and wait upon me. It saves so much time in the end, when you do the right thing, rather than when you rush ahead and do the wrong thing, and then have to retrace your steps and undo all you have done by your unguided impetuosity. When you know that something is right, then do not hesitate to see it through immediately. It is when there is that slight feeling of uncertainty over anything that you must wait. Wait. Wait until things clarify for you before taking action. January 17th. Life without prayer is empty and meaningless, for it is that communion with the higher part of you which reveals to you the fullness of this glorious life, which is your true heritage. Let your prayers be very positive and constructive, and give thanks for what you are about to receive, even before you pray for it. As you pray, feel a oneness, a unity in all life, where there is no separation, for all is one. Prayer unites all. It draws all together and creates perfect oneness. Talk to me and listen to me. Never waste time in beseeching me for this, that, and the other, for that is not true prayer. To beseech is to create separateness, and I want you to create oneness at all times. We are one. I am within you. You do not have to search for me without. I am always here waiting for you to recognize me. Recognize our oneness now. I in you and you in me. January 18th. It is up to you to make today the most wonderful day you have ever lived, by your right attitude, by your positive thought. See today as my day, a day fully blessed by me, and see it all unfold for you in true perfection, with never a thought of disappointment to mar it. Why should you be disappointed at anything today may bring? Remember that you are in full control of it. You are master of the situation. Therefore, it is up to you how it unfolds. If you are faced with a problem, know there is an answer to it, and never allow the problem to get you down. See it as a stepping stone. See it as a challenge, and the solution will reveal itself. Never, never allow the problem to control you. You have to do it. You have to make the effort to think positively, to think big, to think success. Then watch it come about, step by step. January 19th. You cannot hope to grow spiritually unless you are prepared to change. Those changes may come in small ways to begin with, but as you move further and further into the new, they will become more drastic and vital. Sometimes it needs a complete upheaval to bring about a whole new way of life. But it is amazing how soon you can get used to change, as long as you have the courage and conviction that changes which are taking place are all for the very best. Let perfection always be your aim. Keep stretching. Keep reaching up to the seemingly impossible. Keep growing in wisdom and understanding, and never at any time be content to remain static. There is always something more to be learnt. There is always something new and wonderful to discover in this life. So expand your consciousness and your imagination to make room for it. Keep open and receptive so that you miss nothing. January 20th. All I have is yours when you learn to put first things first. But you must take time and search your heart first in your life. Remember, you can hide nothing from me. So be completely frank and honest with yourself. Does your work for me mean more to you than anything? Or are you inclined to push it into the background and only do my will when you feel like it and it suits you? If so, you are not putting things first. Only when everything is surrendered to me can I work freely in and through you to bring about my wonder and glories. Let not your surrender be half-hearted or fearful. When you give anything, give it wholeheartedly and with real love and joy, and have no regrets whatsoever. Know that I will use your gift in the way it should be used, to my honour and glory, and for the benefit of the whole. January 21st. Start the day by giving thanks. Realise that you are mightily blessed, and that my blessings are being poured down upon you all the time. It does not matter how ungrateful you were yesterday. What matters is what your attitude is now. Leave the past behind. Do not waste time concentrating on your past mistakes. Simply learn from them and then move on and enjoy life, giving constant thanks for everything. When you are grateful and you appreciate all the good things in life, love flows freely in and through you. It is when you fail to give thanks and to appreciate all my good and perfect gifts that you grow dry and brittle. You become self-concerned and cease to care for your fellow human beings. The quickest way to change this wrong attitude is to start thinking for others and to start living and giving to the whole. You will find the self and self-concern will melt into the background and become as nothing. Why not do it now?